Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Parts of the tri-state still cleaning up after powerful storms that passed by overnight, leaving thousands without power or air conditioning in this hot weather. New Jersey was hard hit. Governor Sherrill speaking earlier.
As of now, although we've restored 135,000 people to power, more than 165,000 homes and businesses remain without.
Among the areas that got hammered, Essex, Middlesex, Bergen, Mercer, and Hudson counties. Here in the city, Con Ed reports over 10,000 outages, more than half of that number in Queens. They're working to get that on. Now, despite the heat, the nation has a big birthday to celebrate today. And it was quite the sight up the Hudson River today. Sail Forth 250 with the largest ever parade of tall ships making its way to the George Washington Bridge from the Verrazano. It's part of the America 250 celebration of the nation's semi-sesquicentennial. I hope I'm saying that right. Now, New Yorkers flocking to spots all along the west side and elsewhere to catch a glimpse. Among them, 1010 Winds reporter Shanice Archer, who shared the scene with us.
Leading the way is the Dutch tall ship. It was built in 1918 and celebrating the longtime friendship between the U.S. and the Netherlands. Now, right behind her are FDNY's Fireboats 343 and Firefighter 2. 343 honors the 343 firefighters who lost their lives on September 11th. And now, one of the biggest crowd favorites, the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Eagle, known as America's tall ship. People are waving, they're cheering, snapping photos, and soaking in every moment as these incredible ships sail by. From Governor's Island, Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Vice President J.D. Vance was in New York Harbor to take this morning to take part in the semi-quincentennial festivities. He visited the USS Kearsarge, a Navy vessel moored just off the Statue of Liberty.
Hurrah, Semper Fi, and happy birthday to all the sailors and the Marines and all the service members of this incredible ship.
And the celebration goes from tall ships to fireworks tonight with the 50th edition of the Macy's Show. 85,000 shells in some 30 colors will light up the night sky, visible from along the Lower East and Hudson Rivers. And new this year, a laser show from the Brooklyn Bridge. The FDR Drive has now been shut down, where free viewing areas will be open to the public. Start time, 9:25 p.m. And remember, if you're watching outdoors, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM is the only place where you can hear the musical soundtrack. Download the Odyssey app now and make 1010 Winds a favorite. Well, sections of Rockaway Beach in Queens had to be temporarily closed this morning because of multiple shark sightings. Swimmers were ordered out of the water after the creatures were spotted from the air by drones shortly before noon today. The Parks Department says there may be additional intermittent enclosures throughout the day if any more sharks are spotted in the area. Well, they're celebrating the holiday on Coney Island this year the way they always do, with hot dogs, lots of them. Reigning champ Joey Chestnut retains his title on the men's side in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, scarfing down 66 wieners and buns, which is 10 short of the record, by the way, and another familiar name winning the women's side.
The number 5 ranked eater in the world, and the number 1 ranked female eater in the world. The 11-time champion of the world, Mickey Sudo.
And Sudo successfully defended her title, chowing down a total of 38 3/4 hot dogs in 10 minutes. What's the hurry, folks? Well, a 4th of July barbecue on Long Island last night ended with an arrest. Police say Nicholas Stoles sprayed a chemical substance at a neighbor's home in Valley Stream last night during some sort of dispute. It's not clear how many people were hurt, but police confirm multiple victims were taken to nearby hospitals to be evaluated and treated. Stoles has been charged with multiple counts of assault and endangering the welfare of a child. A teenage girl arrested today for a subway stabbing. It happened back in March aboard a southbound J train at the 102nd Street stop. Police say the teen stabbed a 32-year-old man twice in the right leg. The 17-year-old suspect now charged with 4 counts of assault.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.